Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can access your account?
60172.
60172, thank you.
Well, let me see. It'll probably be, yeah. Or,
Crystal. What is
it? Might be six. It might be 60193, Marcus Wooder.
Thank you. Give me a moment.
Variety was the type of life, then this would be like corn deep intense as a forecast. There's not a lot of depth in this forecast.
Okay, repeat that zip code one more time, please.
It might be 60193.
For the record, by the way, before I get emails, I do enjoy corn deep intense. It's just not 3 days in a row, like we're seeing this rainfall. And that rain is continuing early this morning. It's away from now. It's not going to be nearly as heavy as we saw yesterday, but it is still across the entire area, and the system at large is very slow to move. Now,
when was your order done, sir?
Midwest, and then extending into the Northeast.
Hello?
Sir, when was your order done?
Higher elevations. On the 24th for $67.42 or something. I just wonder why.
You were,
I'm being charged.
Was the order trying to go through today, the 24th of today?
Yeah, they took $67 out of my account. I'm trying to figure out what is that for.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because I'm not pulling any order for you under your first and last name with your zip code. And I try with both of the zip codes that you provided me with.
So none of the 60193 or 60172?
No, sir, there's no order. If the order is just done, all orders to take around 20 minutes to 2 hours for it to show in our system.
Well, I know I got one that showed that it took $11 out.
Out there late on Friday.
I mean, what is this for anyway?
Well, we have more than 300 companies, so more than 300 lines, so I cannot provide you with no information until I have an order pulled up. I'm sorry.
Well, I know they took $11 and some change out of my thing, and let me see, where was that? Hold on, let me see. They took $11, and this was on the 21st, $11.94.
Okay. My last option will be trying to pull it up with the card information. That'll be with the first six and last four numbers of the card. If we're billing it, it will pull up that way. If we're not, it will show no records bound, but that'll be my last option.
Right, so does it show up on the card ending in 8282?
I'm not pulling any order, so I need to gather your information to try to pull up that card.
All right, we're watching it, Russ. Thank you. 29 to the top of the hour. TJ Holmes, live in New York, to look at what's coming up on GMA this morning. Hey, TJ.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. So
yes,
you cannot pull it up?
Can I please have the first six and last four numbers of the car that you're saying that we are billing you from?
The car number is 8282, the last four digits.
8282. And what are the first six, sir, please?
The first six numbers?
Yes, sir. You have a lot of background noise. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. 5217. 305217300020325.
Don't provide me with your full card number.
5217300020285 8282.
I'm not asking for your full card number, sir.
So what you need?
Give me one moment. You already provided me with the information. On my system, there is showing no records being pulled up.
So how do they take money out of my account and I don't have no record for it?
The only thing that I could advise you is for your financial institution, please to give us a call and they could confirm that we are the company that is billing you, because on my system, it's no records, and I'm sorry.
So how can I dispute this? I just call my
advice,
bank.
Advice, please, your financial institution to give us a call so they could confirm that we are the company that is billing you.
Okay, so I have to call my bank then, right?
Advise your financial institution to give us a call, please.
All right, I sure will then.
Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer care, sir. Bye-bye.
All right.